Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. Sometime the end of last year, the beginning of this year, I received a magazine called The Pointing Dog Journal. I'd never heard of it before, and my immediate response was, why am I getting this? But when I looked down at the clear plastic sleeve it had been mailed in, I saw the words, for your waiting room, printed on it, and then I knew the answer. I imagined myself leaving that magazine in the waiting room of the clinic where I see clients, and that made me smile. Those clients who saw it who were engaged in sport hunting would no doubt be very interested in its contents. Those old-time Vermonters and New Hampshireites who hunted as their fathers and their grandfathers and their great-grandfathers did to provide food for the table would look at all the ads for the paraphernalia and read the articles about going here and there and going to strange exotic locations to hunt. And they'd just scratch their heads or snort or look down their noses and try to figure out what that was all about. Then there would be the animal rights people who would take one look at the cover, they wouldn't even open it, and then look around the room and try to figure out how they could sneak that magazine into their purse or into their pocket so they could take it home and burn it. But me, I love to read, and I'll read anything that's well written. I don't care what the subject is. And so I read this magazine from cover to cover. In general, the writing was very good. And naturally, being who I am, everything I read, if it's a magazine about hunting dogs or a book about pianos, I'm going to read it through the lens of my own experience and knowledge. And for me, that happens to be an awareness of the interaction of animal health, behavior, and the human-animal relationship. What caught my attention in this magazine was a passage in an article, If Wishes Were Horses, by Tom Davis. In this, he mentions a hunting trip with a friend that occurred on horseback. And from atop his horse, he saw his friend's dog running through the field, displaying all of the beautiful behavior of a good hunting dog who knows what she's doing. And his friend was down on the ground, and he couldn't see this, and he couldn't see his dog. And so he became worried, and he wanted to call her in. And Davis told him not to. That got me thinking about perspective, about how easy it is to get so caught up, so focused on what our pets are doing, that we lose sight of the big picture. And sometimes when we become used to focusing on the little things, then it becomes easier to focus on those that are even smaller. For example, if we focus on just one aspect of the animal's overall well-being, drugs, diet, or exercise, then that becomes the focus. If we're firm believers in drugs, then we want a drug for every problem. And for some, that drug might be a conventional drug, an antibiotic, an antidepressant. And for others, it might be a homeopathic drug or an herbal drug. Still other people aren't into drugs at all, and so they look at diet. And everything revolves around diet, and that's their focal point. And then there's the exercise group. Everything is about exercise. As long as the animal has enough exercise, the animal will be fine. And when we have this kind of viewpoint, this narrow focus, and the animal does something that's out of that range, we want to try to cram them back into it, because that's what we know. And so sometimes under those circumstances, we need to get above it and look down at that dog and look down at that cat and see ourselves down there with that dog and that cat and get the whole picture. I don't know if it's true now, but back in the old days when we took driver's education, that was the big message. Time and time again, it was pounded into us. Get the whole picture. Not just eyes on the road, what is going on either side of the road. Check your mirrors, what is going on behind you. We don't even look at the road when we're driving anymore. Our eyes are glued to the GPS or texting somebody or talking on the phone. In a way, we're the same way with our animals. But if everything's going fine, don't worry about it. But if things aren't going fine, or if you feel, if you just get that feeling in the back of your mind that you're lucking out, that you've had some near misses, both medically and behaviorally, then it might be time to think about getting a bigger view.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.